to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
An amazing day to be alive. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Chinatu, the Ant-Man.
And I am Focus, the Batman.
Why
can't you be the man with no name? You see, he said it's a good day to be alive because some people thought that don't fire them. You better respect yourself this evening.
Is it a good day? Everyone beat me to the watch. I don't know if it's a good day.
It's a good day. The weather makes sense. You know, this type of thing where you just stay indoors, you're listening to the movie show, and you then think back on all the movies you watch while rain was falling.
Okay. Yes. Well done.
You know how we do it. We bring you all the things happening in your cinematic world of movies and TV alike. And we bring you things that came out within the week, movies that came out last week. We have gists, some cinematic movie gists, and we might be checking out some of the box office to see what movies are doing what and where. All right, let's start off with movies that came out this week. Of course, Jagun Jagun dropped this Thursday. And if you have seen the movie, this will be the awesome opportunity for you to let us know your take on it, your honest take, because I have my honest take on the movie. And some might agree and others might not disagree.
It's Jagun Jagun, not Jagun Jagun.
No, there's no accent when you're saying Jagun Jagun. No, it's Jagun Jagun.
Oh, okay.
Jagun Jagun.
Okay, so the next movie that dropped this week, as we have it, is The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
That's the one that has the vampire
exactly
thing in it, yeah?
Yes. It has Corey Hawkins in it. It's about this crew who are moving from point A to point B.
And they carry coffins.
They carried several coffins, which happened to have Dracula in one of them. And then Dracula got loose, and you know,
with... Is it like an animation? Like
no, anime? It's a live action.
It's a movie, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So The Last Voyage of the Demeter came out this week. And then we have The Pod Generation that has our brother Inichiwe Tolejofor and my awesome, beautiful Khaleesi, Mother of Dragon, Emilia Clarke.
Ah, my baby.
And for fans who love racing, this was the first racing game I ever played back in PS1. It's none other than Gran Turismo. Yes, a live action Gran Turismo is out and it has David Harbour in it. And for those of you who are fans of Gran Turismo, this is an awesome opportunity to check it out to see if you like it in comparison to the video game.
Well, this is not the first time we have seen like a racing movie. Remember that we had Drive.
Need for Speed. We Drive.
Drive, although it's not like a game. I'm just saying racing movie. Drive was racing now.
That was heist.
That was heist now, the thief.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about the heist because Drive was the Ryan Gosling movie of 2011.
Okay, then which one had the one that they were driving that the guy was deaf?
And the Baby Driver.
Baby Driver, yeah.
Yeah, I love Baby Driver.
Baby Driver by Edgar Wright. Okay, so.
You just didn't think you had to say you know all these things.
And another movie that dropped this week has the beautiful Gal Gadot in it. It is called Heart of Stone.
You have seen that one also.
Yeah, that one is on Netflix, yeah?
It is.
It's also on Netflix, yeah.
Yes, it dropped on Netflix. So Heart of Stone starring the beautiful Gal Gadot. And I will share my take on it later on the show. And then we have a movie. People were talking about it on Twitter. I was like, okay, let me just watch the trailer to see how it is. And I watched the trailer. I was like, yeah, this is not for me. I'm moving. And it's called White and Royal Blue.
It sounds like wedding color.
It's really
not for you.
So the Prince of England and the son of the President of the United States had a buzz boost when they met in an international events.
Yeah.
So the media was not taking things out of proportion. So they needed them to come together, act as friends, so that everyone would feel like everything is okay.
Mm.
But the narrative was really changed when they fell in love with each other. Yes.
So that means it's wedding colors now.
So
but I think it's based on their flag thing. They did something with the flag, the royal blue. The England, you're not getting Jesus.
The theme of it is we bring to you in the studio this morning one of the activists.
Please let's move on. Let's move on.
Okay.
No, but that's what the movie is about.
That's what the movie is about.
Wait, I thought you said the son and the daughter.
No, the Prince of England and
the son of the United States.
Hey God, no, I know you're before.
Let's move on to movies that dropped last week. We have Meg 2, The Trench, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Mutant Mayhem. Those are the movies that dropped last week.
Why are you still laughing about this?
No, I'm actually laughing because of The Trench. Meg 2. Like, I really want to see that movie. The first one, when it came out, people were like, which kind of film it is? But they enjoyed it. Apart from Crank, there's no other Jason Statham movie I didn't like.
Oh, look at that.
Really?
Yeah. I've always liked all his movies.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy most of the Jason Statham movies, but there are some that you're like,
Like which one? Crank?
No, there's this one where he was a hillbilly living... I don't know if you remember the name because the movie just tired me. There was another one where... but let's just move on.
Well, let's move on because there was a time he was a B-rated actor. There was a time when he was doing rubbish film before he now came to limelight with Transporter.
No, not really. I think
when Transporter blew him, right?
But Transporter wasn't really the movie that put him out there. Guy Ritchie did with movies like Snatch, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Those were movies.
That's what I'm saying. People did not remember those movies.
Yes,
it's Transporter
1, 2, 3.
That brought Jason Statham to Nigeria.
Don't say people did not remember.
I beg, who remembers Jason Statham before Transporter? I beg, more than a comment. What's the noise?
Anyway,
it's like Gran Turismo is inside the studio.
You can join us live on Instagram. We are live on Popcorn and Reels. Yeah, just check us out and see how we are doing. Okay, so let's start off with some cinematic movie gist right now.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, checking out movie gist right now. Let's see what we have. And first on our list, last week there was a news where Gal Gadot came out to say that she, James Gunn, and Peter Safran have sat down to talk and they are working on a Wonder Woman 3. And a lot of people was like, God forbid, no, don't do this, no. So yesterday, news dropped saying that apparently Wonder Woman 3 is not in the works after all that Gal Gadot teased about the project, that it's not in the works.
Well, just like Mr. Chris Oti said last week, in the works can be so many things. In the works can be with just the gist and face.
Well, it is not in the works or in anything at all.
Wow. Well, the last outing for Wonder Woman was one kind. It was really one kind. When I mean one kind, Wonder Woman 2 was problem.
For you.
For everybody.
For
the majority who watched it.
Oh, I'm not part of the major.
You are a minority.
Wow. Okay.
Let's just move on.
All right. So moving on to some more movie gist. The Nun 2 will be the most violent movie in the Conjuring universe.
Well, the whole Insidious has been more violent than The Conjuring, like the whole Conjuring sequence. Because I don't know, but I really like anything that they do in that their whole universe of Insidious and Conjuring. You know? They're not the same people now.
Yeah, it's the same world.
She's Blumhouse, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not entirely certain. All right, moving on to some more cinematic movie gist. Sacha Baron Cohen, who a lot of people know as Borat, is working on a new Ali G project for his stand-up tour. Ali G in the house. You wouldn't know Ali G. Ali G is like a character that existed in the 2000. Why are you doing face
no,
like
he
you
don't existed go know in now? The 2000 in where?
In movies.
Like which one?
Ali G in the
like
house.
In the 2000. That's 2002 they bought me. I don't understand.
You didn't watch Ali G. You see, the movie and the character is not something a lot of people know, but it became it had a cult following and people just liked the character.
A cult following.
It's not like they call it Shade, bring our color.
No. Yeah.
This guy is an issue.
And also, right now, Twisted Metal has become Peacock's most binged comedy premiere and one of the streamer's top 5 original series of all time.
Yep.
Have you watched it?
Yes.
They get some kind of things where you watch and China too sometimes.
Focus recommended it to me.
Now, everything where person go recommend, you go watch.
Yes, if like Focus now. IMDb recommends something to give you. You know, so
No, Focus has recommended some movies that even up to now, if I watch it, I'll still be telling myself 3 hours wasted.
Like well, which one?
It's not like the 3 hours wasted, but I was like, why would I be watching The Irishman 3 hours?
The Irishman is actually 4 hours long.
You see?
Actually, that's a very and bad recommendation.
That's one thing. I didn't recommend The Irishman, right?
Then you did what?
I just spoke about it on the movie show. And
that's
I said,
not true.
That is
you
not,
kept on hyping it for...
mad on it.
Yes.
You were like, The Irishman is like the dawn of cinematic excellence.
I never said that.
Yes.
I never said that.
You did.
You said it was the best thing minus sliced bread.
Yes, you did. I say you did, bros.
It's just a wonder that you people work in a radio station because now police now for the agenda.
Like, no offense to the police, they use you guys for skits. Let's move on.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Problem.
One of Focus's best recommendations, though.
I enjoyed The Irishman.
It's not,
I'm not saying.
It's not. You are not saying you didn't enjoy it. You're saying you told us to watch it and we didn't enjoy it.
I didn't tell you people to watch it. Oh. I recommended it for the fans out there and for audiences who want to see.
Okay, for the fans and audiences, did you enjoy The Irishman?
And note that The Irishman, because of the duration of how long it was.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. It was broken into 4 parts. It became a mini series. For you people to not remember that means I didn't recommend it for you people.
You recommended it. I remember that you said we should watch. I watched it. 4 hours wasted. Messages here, please. The movies. Yay. He said me too. The Irishman was too long. I still haven't finished it. Are you seeing the problem you're causing? He says, still don't get what the hype is about. Mba, I did not. Duck on here, by the way. Hey, duck on the radio dragon.
Duck on my baby.
Oh my God. Oh.
Slow but surely.
Duck on.
Yes,
duck on that you give movie January. She watch it the next January.
That's why
she's doing slow and steady.
Well, slow and steady.
Yaru sends his message via the Instagram live and he says, of course, if you remember Jason Statham from rubbish music videos and when he was acting adult movies.
Eh?
Yes. Oh,
wow.
No. Yes, no. You didn't know.
I can't research on that.
He continues to say, there was a discussion.
There was a discussion which she had in June. It happened a long time ago. Gal Gadot was talking at a promo event, for Netflix. Things changed between then and now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Yaro said, Heart of Stone is a wonderful movie. I, for some reason, expected the usual spy movie tropes, but it was different. Kudos to that movie
and the crew.
Team and crew.
Well, I haven't seen The Heart of Stone, but what I've seen actually is the trailer of it. Normally, I don't like watching trailers of movies nowadays because it divests me quick.
Oh,
I've seen Heart of Stone and it had its moments. It's an enjoyable flick though. Like if you just want to just revel yourself into something and not overthink, then you just enjoy it. But if not,
if you mistakenly think you will not
if you think too much, it just
picking holes in the movie.
Yeah.
So okay. so you can actually do this, but then when someone else does the same thing, it's not a big problem for you.
I'm not saying, understand.
Because when I tell you, I enjoyed Cats because of the music.
My brother, never you use that statement.
I'm
again
sorry,
in any
I'm
English.
See, I'm not see. Don't
I
get
didn't tell you, I loved Cats like that, but because the music kept me, it took me through a ride and then
and you know it then threw you off the ride.
Don't get it twisted. Love is a beautiful thing. See, what I'm saying is...
Bam, bam,
if you leave me, I won't rate Heart of Stone as a good movie.
I will leave you, but go ahead.
Guys, join the conversation.
Have you guys seen the Jagun Jagun movie?
I haven't.
Let me explain something. So, when I... what I'm trying to say is the person that I'm sharing password with did not pay.
Hey, God.
The person did not pay,
Okay, so what movies did you guys see this weekend since you didn't see Jagu Jagu?
Before
or Heart
I talk
of
about
Stone?
That, Yaro says he agrees with you, Focus. Heart of Stone is not an Oscar-worthy movie. It's entertaining, and that's just it. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be entertaining. Then they'll now start thinking, should this movie collect award? That's like the next consideration, at least. That's what I feel.
But the way the trailer was designed, though, it was like mad. It had this, but
no,
it was
so,
still
but
okay.
Because he has Gal Gadot in it, everybody would expect more. I think that's why.
But she carried the movie very well.
She delivered the trailer well.
Okay, just ask this question. What did you guys see this weekend?
Okay, so if you ask me what I've seen this weekend, so I finally got my babe to watch Black Clover, like from the beginning to where it is.
Why you say your babe? Who are you talking about here? Your babe or
So, in other news...
In other news, we are asking you what you have
no,
seen...
No, what I'm saying is... No, what I meant is your babe or me, because you've been forcing me to watch Black Clover.
No, Black Clover is different. I talked about Demon Slayer.
No, remember, and I just... I mean...
No,
just,
you have started Black Clover. Kinato has actually started Black Clover.
You have? Yes, I mean, wow. Episode what, now?
You're
five?
Episode five now, yes.
And somehow, I'm finding it quite interesting because...
What did I tell you?
Calm down.
Here, I
calm
promise down. You guys on this show
he said it.
That I will convert Chinatu
you
to
haven't.
An anime lover.
You haven't.
My brother,
you're still
love,
preaching.
You love,
truth is, if not for him sitting by my side to explain every move, I don't. Every character has got a backstory that was not even explained. Now him they tell me so okay, so
then
this guy in power.
Later now, Shay, you like spoilers now.
Wow.
Shay, you like spoilers. I was just telling you so that you enjoy it better.
No wahala. But meanwhile, guys, sometimes when we bring out recommendations, I hope you go back and you watch it. I hope you come back and still tell us, you know, stuff about the movies. Because last week we said something about Good Ome. I don't know if any of you
wait, did you just say Good Ome?
Good Omen.
You said Good Omen.
Good Omen.
Your
check your headset. It's Good Omen.
You said good omen.
Okay, Good Omen. So, actually, I decided to start from season one again because I needed to refresh my... Meanwhile... Okay, let me save this.
Guys, share your movie recommendation. Like, what have you seen over the week?
And Radio Dragon is here saying, I saw No Hard Feelings with the one with Jennifer Lawrence in it. And Little Mermaid. I'm also seeing Greenleaf series, Slow But Surely Repping.
So I need to talk about Little Mermaid, yeah? Before we go to what the Radio Dragon is saying, yeah? Little Mermaid surprised me. You see that Kiss the Girl song?
The one with Sebastian.
Yes, that Kiss the Girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. You got to kiss the girl. The one where they were setting up the prince and Ariel.
Okay.
To have like a romantic moment. Yeah. That was wonderfully done. Like, so I didn't really enjoy Lion King when they did the whole live action thing. Yeah. Because they didn't nail that Hakuna Matata for me. They didn't. But you see this Kiss the Girl song. They nailed it.
So with the way that thing say big reach, the main song, the theme, no enter your ear.
Nope.
What is the theme?
What's the theme?
The song now, the one that
under
she sang.
Under the sea.
Uh-huh.
No.
That under the sea is Sebastian's song. Say,
it's Sebastian's song.
She just added like small, what's the one they call it?
Ad lib.
No, there's something they call it in music.
Falsetto.
Falsetto!
So you were just waiting for falsetto this life.
It was beautiful. The first time she did it in the first inversion, the second time she went to the second inversion, and then, oh my gosh, she killed
God,
me.
You're stressing us.
I know.
Well, Yaro said, I watched the match Mecha Cadet, One Piece, Insidious the Red Door, and Zoom 100. Okay, yeah. So there's
Zoe.
No,
it's Zoom. Not Zoom, it's Zoe.
No, it's Zoom. Z-O-M 100.
Wait, let me go.
There's another Zoe.
So it's about, so this Zoom 100, yeah, is actually an anime that has a live action
it's
now.
Zoom.
It's Zoom.
But there's
100.
Another
It's on Netflix.
The Zoe own?
No.
This Zoom.
Zoom 100. It's about a zombie apocalypse.
Your Zoe is Zoe 101, not 100.
And only just one mark.
But well, so Zoom 100, and I remember we mentioned it on this show when I talked about the Zoom 100 being a very fantastic anime. And you guys were like, oh, anime. But now there's a live action.
Who is the guys? Be specific.
I'm very specific with our side chick.
Mm-hmm. That what?
You were the one that was shouting that, why are we bringing up anime? Well, talking about anime news, guys, I need to remind you that My Superhero Academia is actually coming back again.
Yay!
My God will judge you.
0700-951-0000. That's 0700-951-0000. That's the number you can call us on. Or you can send your messages to WhatsApp on 0809-993-0137. Now, let me just give a little...
interlude.
Take on Jagu Jagu.
Before you take anything,
you said it. What do you call it? No. Anime news.
Yeah. So my superhero academia, yeah, is coming back for the fourth movie. Okay. Good evening, guys. You say Heart of Stone was splendid to me. Gal Gadot played her role well, and I'm skeptical about this Jagu Jagu. That's what Raphael says all the way from Ahsoka, and he adds, "I saw Eye in the Sky, Guardians of the Galaxy, and of course Heart of Stone." That's what he says.
Judith Sam Presco is saying, I love almost all the songs in Little Mermaid.
Almost all. So which one didn't she love?
Yeah, which one didn't she like in it? Because I think all the songs.
I didn't like the one that the prince sang when he was heartbroken, when he was looking for her. I said the reason why I didn't like that song.
You know, you have a weird taste in music.
Because I sing terrible.
There's actually even a fantastic song that wasn't added in the movie from Little Mermaid. It's Under the Sea, but another version. We under it. I'm a crab, but you get one. This is
that's from wow.
It was not in the moon. It was just a fan made song.
We are king. I think on this show we need to become.
Why that song really sounds familiar? It's from.
It's because he did it.
That is the opening. That's the opening tune of Under the Sea.
Okay.
But you see the sea, you know, say we under it. I'm a crab, but your girl want this sausage.
Wow.
It's just a problem. See what we have to cope with on this show. Sure, you people are seeing what we are saw.
I don't know why Dokon is sending voice notes. Who is going to play it?
It shocked me.
Okay. And any update on Rootless, the cleaning lady 2? Okay, no update on that yet, but please put your name and where you're texting from so we can know who we are referring to. And good evening. I've seen Red, White, and Royal Blue. Okay. I actually liked it. It reveals something that most people are oblivious of, which is that not all beefing is born out of hatred. Some are born out of a seemingly or perceived non-reciprocated admiration or attention. It was a good watch. I've also seen The Little Mermaid, quite a beautiful watch with mad musical performances. You hear? And this is coming from Sunday, all the way from Apo. Thank you very much. Okay. And good evening, guys. I saw the movie. The movie I saw this weekend is titled Cobweb. Yes, the horror movie. I sent you the link now.
Yeah, for Cobweb, yeah?
I don't do horror movies.
No,
should,
why? No, I... Why? It's
even this insidious red...
The Red Door.
Okay, top. I know.
He said, I strongly recommend it to all horror movie lovers. This is Ike, all the way from Garki.
Okay, Ike. Thank you.
And I'm Haruna, all the way from Airport Road. Okay, so what have you seen this week? I really want to talk a little bit about Django Django, but the fact that you guys have not seen it, other people have not seen it too, I don't want to
give my take. It's still early for you to even give your take.
Why is it too early?
It came out on Thursday.
And our rule is like 1 week or so. So
no, we said 2 days if it's released on streaming platform. We actually said 1 week.
Based on my recommendations, I have this one. It's a low budget movie, but trust me.
But we are not doing movie recommendations yet.
You said I saw the movie this week, so I'm trying to
give. Brother, give us.
Oh yeah, give us.
See, you not gonna like this film. It's called To Catch a Killer. I don't know, my brother in the low budget industry. Have you also seen it? Go and find it. To Catch a Killer.
I think I saw that, but it was giving.
It's not going to be the whole Fast and Furious thing, but trust me, there's this.
Oh yeah, hold on. Okay. Hold your take on that. Hello.
Oh yes, To Catch a Killer.
Oh, To Catch a Killer. All right, Gabriel, talk to us about it.
Yeah, I've shared this lady now. What's her name again? This lady that started.
Sorry, you have to say that again.
The star actor in that movie.
In what movie? What movie? The star actor in The Catch a Killer?
Yeah, that's it. What's her name?
What did she do?
No, she's the main actor in that movie now.
I can't remember.
That's Eleanor Falco.
Not Elena, this lady that did Divergent. What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence. Divergent is Shelley Woodley.
Shelley Woodley, yes.
Yeah, she's the main actor. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
That's my babe. I'm going to watch it.
I have watched it too.
To Catch a Killer?
Yes, I have. It's just that I slipped my memory. I forgot the name. It's actually interesting.
Good!
Yeah, it's actually interesting, yeah.
Focus, you should be clapping.
It's just that when I was watching it, I was really... Yeah, let's clap for him.
I've clapped for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, go see that.
You need
movie.
A cotton candy to go.
Yeah.
Okay, a message here from Yaro saying, the Seagull and Sebastian songs were my favorite, followed by kiss the girl in The Little Mermaid?
I mean, it was the kiss the girl owned that was the best. Yeah, but let's just move on.
Just interested in weird things.
No, then, the kiss the girl song was good. Didn't you see? He said, let's add percussions. Abba, guy now. No, now.
There's this Indian movie called Bawale. It's spelled as B-A-W-A-L. But it's called Bawale.
I'm pretty sure that's not how they are.
Please use your accent and say it, my brother.
I'm not going to use my accent.
Just say it.
No.
Please say
Very
it.
Very good.
Please.
I can't go.
Why?
I'm not in the studio when they are doing all that.
No, you guys should check it out. Like, can I drop the storyline?
Of course.
So it's about this guy that's always concerned about what people would say about him, his looks and everything. And then he got married to this beautiful woman, but she was not perfect.
But nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
That's the thing. He's a perfectionist. He married her not for love, but to add to his image. Yes. And then at the end of the day, what's going to happen? Isha.
Bawale.
Wow. Guys, check it out. It's nice.
Focus. Is there a way we can actually talk about Jagun Jagun without spoiling it?
Because yes,
I thought you wanted to talk about it.
I do want to talk a little bit about it. Not in a spoilery
of course,
way, but
of course.
Go check out the movie.
I've actually watched it.
So I have watched it.
So
let me start by saying,
okay,
Jagun Jagun.
Jagun Jagun.
If you don't pronounce it like it, the warrior essence won't come out.
Yes, okay. He's right.
Which warrior essence? How many warriors were there in that movie? But let me not get into that. So
okay.
Netflix did this thing where the Jagun Jagun movie was. How do you say it?
Jagun Jagun.
You slowing it down doesn't mean I'll catch up like that.
Yeah,
just talk I'm normal.
Jagun Jagun.
Jagun Jagun.
Thank you.
So that's what I said. But anyway, the Netflix had this thing where it was subtitled in different languages. In English, there was an English dub because it's a full Yoruba movie. There was a Spanish, there was India. And I think one of the biggest mistakes any Nigerian should do for those people who are not
Yoruba speakers
is to watch it in Yoruba in English
subtitle.
There was no acting in it. You know how
the voice actors didn't act.
The voice actors just voiced.
They read the script.
Because if you see, let's say a character is like saying something soft or emotional, you get like this, we are supposed to feel it in the person's voice.
But isn't that on Netflix?
I'm just saying, don't go and watch the English.
Okay.
Go watch the Yoruba, even though the subtitle is very fast. I don't know why. The subtitle in was very fast. But if you had to pausing it, to read it, to catch up. So that was one of it. But
yeah,
it had an enjoyable moment in it.
Of course.
But one thing I didn't appreciate one of the things I didn't appreciate about the movie was it's a over two hour mm-hmm. long movie, and you don't get to know what is happening till like 1 hour into the movie.
So the thing is,
Irish man,
to compliment your point, what I also feel about the movie is, if it's about war, the war should have meaning.
The war should have meaning.
All the fighters felt random. Like,
it
felt like the guy just wanted to fight because he could fight. Most of the war movies I've seen, there's always a backstory, probably revenge.
So there's always an ideology behind.
Or a reason why he became a warrior. This one just came from nowhere with powers.
It's not, see,
with like superpowers.
Yes, fantastic introduction to the character. Fantastic introduction.
Yeah.
The first scene had something. I don't want to spoil it, but the first scene had something, and there was a Thor moment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You get there was a Thor moment where
somebody slices
a guy's hand, and then he called back the weapon, and I was like, okay, everybody calm down. This is going somewhere, and he never used that again.
Another Thor moment where he was fighting against every other person.
You guys can share your own opinion. Or they are talking about their own Thor moments that they saw. Yeah.
So I'm going to applaud the movie for its cinematography, for its theme, for its performance. And,
are you saying anything about the costume?
And for the makeovers.
And the production. Yeah,
the makeovers were just the detailed.
So are you talking about the costume? When
the
you
costume and the production value of it.
Yeah, because
outstanding.
Makeovers in the sense where they were flogging one guy. And the way they did the back showed real flogging.
Except, see, after effects of the flogging.
See,
I also have my own issue with that.
Why?
Except that even Jesus Christ that they use barbed wire to flog. In back, be no day like that.
It
was too much. And the whip, like, we didn't even get to see what kind of whip.
That's the thing. We didn't know the whip.
We didn't know the kind of whip.
Okay, so bamboo, whatever.
So if you are watching now, you saw the whip that they used on the guy, you would understand the injury he had.
The injury, there was no strokes to make it look like it was.
It was just like a fireball.
Exactly. Like
just like fireball.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
You know what a fire whip?
So yeah, the makeup, they overtried something. If there's any
they
word
tried,
like that.
I'm not going to say anything yet about the movie.
Very enjoyable. That's what I can say. Very enjoyable.
But enjoyable is not very enjoyable.
Why you are this? Because you are not Yoruba.
I don't have to be Yoruba to enjoy a movie, to have a mind-blowing time.
No, before you even talk about RRR, yeah, let's talk about what's the name of Money Heist.
Again, that's the benchmark.
So,
right?
Yes. No, that is not the benchmark.
For language speaking,
Parasite was in Korea. This Baba, don't kill me. See, I enjoyed that movie to the first. So it had nothing to do with Yoruba. The proverbs were great. You get. In short, it was like 80% proverb and small.
Thank you for mentioning that. I think just to mention this and probably wrap up.
Who is rapping where?
For me.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yoruba movies, indigenous movies generally, can they give us more conversations than
it
proverbs?
Was proverbs.
Because a father is talking to his daughter and is in proverbs. The daughter is talking to you're asking a guy out is in proverbs.
You are entering a new
is in proverbs. Have conversations.
There, I think what happened there
it's too
is
much.
They were doing the King of Boys effect. And I'll call it the King of Boys effect.
King of Boys had conversations.
Natural conversation.
He was giving you the broken English vibe. What's that rapper's name?
Reminisce.
Reminisce and the other guy too. All of them were there.
It was more proverbs than natural or human conversation.
And anybody that wise in the city.
And somebody will say it's based on the time it existed. You get like the time.
They had conversations these days.
They
talk now. Even the local market woman with everybody proverbs.
Everybody was doing.
Well, to leave the elephant in the room, let's enter messages.
I want to say something about this this voiceover thing that Focus talked about. It's really annoying. Really, really annoying. I remember Aniko Lapo. You see Shola Shubowale with her ginger, they shout. Then the person doing the voice over is that say, Oba. Meanwhile, you're watching that the woman is vibrating.
Oba.
Then where did the voice come?
Yes, of course. We are all voiceover actors.
Focus. A man with no name. We day here. Call us. We can do this.
Okay, let's just read messages very quickly, yeah? And he said the Seagull and Sebastian's song was my favorite. Okay, followed by Kiss the Girl, Yaro. And he says,
Adi Purush is when Indian Thor meets a bull. Indiana Thor.
God, okay.
It's an entertaining Bollywood movie, nowhere near Ararat, but it has drip.
Okay. Yeah, you can find it in the hospital.
We're still live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. Let us know the movies you've seen this week. And if you've seen Heart of Stone and Jagun, come and tell us your take about it. We'll soon be going to box office to see some of the movies that, you know, gaining some money. Sunday from Apo here said, I was going to see Jagun Jagun this night. Your analysis was quite timely, so I'll have to pass. Don't pass on it.
We can be critical on a movie, doesn't mean it wasn't interesting.
Okay, while we are checking
enjoy
whether it's interesting,
the movie, please.
Let's enjoy the movie, but check it out and let us know. So see it this night and tell us. Let's know your take on it.
Oh, I forgot how bad it looks.
Target the family.
Sorry, my mom.
Pardon me?
You are a superhero, Cabrón.
Y'all take shots, y'all aim up. Whoa!
You're the Blue Beetle.
I could use that arsenal right about now!
God, you never ask.
Hell yeah.
I'm back.
On the movies.
Yo,
Yes, yes, still on your radio. This is The Movies. It's been a minute since we did box office, but right now we need to go check out some of the movies that are making money. And in at number 10, last week's number 9, we have Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. It made, so far, it has a gross of $899,000 this weekend, but it has a total gross of $172,624,000. That's just the domestic gross, and it's made by Walt Disney Studio.
And in at number 9, dropping from number 7, is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. That's the part 1, and it has made just this week, yeah, that's $4,665,000. Yes. But so far it has made over $159 million. This is million now.
It's million now.
Yes.
Million.
Paramount Pictures.
Okay.
They are the ones.
All the way from NGL Studio, we have last week's number 6 falling. You shall fall down to number 8. And that's Sound of Freedom. It has made $4.8 million for a weekend gross and a total of $172.8 million.
For all you horror movie lover fans out there, talk to me. Last week's number 8 jumped to this week's number 7, and it's made by YouTubers, and it's a critical acclaimed movie right now that made over $5 million this weekend, and so far has a total gross of $31.3 million.
Last week's number 5 was Haunted Mansion, but right now is at number 6, and it has made a total gross of about $52.8 million. Walt Disney Studios and Motion Pictures. Now, then follow Take John, buddy.
Standing tall at number 5, still last week's number 5, is the last, hey, go do. Last Voyage of the Demeter. Is this right?
Why do you call it Yoruba, like Yoruba Demeter?
Okay, I'm sorry, let me now do
Demeter. Demeter.
Yeah, it's like your prepared
Demeter.
Demeter. More no say it's about light and stuff.
Use American accent to say Demeter.
All right, then, okay. The last when I calm down, I'm about to do my voiceover. The Last Voyage of the Demeter. Oh. Hey, no see good though. All right, made $6.5 million for a weekend gross and a total of 6. Jesus, they are money no plenty.
Yeah, because he's actually making his debut on the box office.
Oh, his first week in the box office.
That's great.
Okay, and we have at number 4, last week's number 2, what a drop. It's the Jason Statham movie called The Meg 2, The Trench. It made $12 million this weekend, and it has a total gross of $54.1 million, and it's made by Warner Bros. Pictures.
Okay, so last week's number 4 is this week's number 3, and that is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Is it just a tortoise?
Na tortoise, we know him as well. We grow na tortoise. Spider-Man. All right, let's move on, Sha. Total gross of $72.7 million and it's Paramount Pictures also.
Well, this week's number 2 was last week's number 3, and that's the original.
No, so it's not like why are you saying the original?
It's the original.
You went to go and watch.
It's Oppenheimer.
No, but it had a longer name than Oppenheimer. It was something
yes, Oppenheimer.
The Oppenheimer.
The way to, yes.
Now you go watch and now you just see Oppenheimer.
You're not blaming me. See, I wanted to impress you all. But meanwhile, it made $18.8 million for a weekend gross and a whooping $264.2 million.
And ladies and gentlemen, in at number 1 this week,
is the Drum Rolls.
It's none other than the Margot Robbie movie directed by Greta Gerwig called Barbie. This weekend alone, it made $33.7 million, and the domestic gross is $526.3 million. But guess what? It has already grossed over $1 billion, and right now, it currently sits as Warner Bros' second biggest movie ever worldwide. It's at number 25 at the highest grossing movie of the world, and number one is guess what, you know, it's the second biggest movie ever in the world, right, for Warner Bros. Guess which one is number one.
I'm trying to think.
Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows.
Harry Potter repping me, man.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump into
Nigerian box office.
Hey. At number 10, we have the Sony animated movie called Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is the second installment to the Spider-Verse universe. And the money, it made just 1 million naira.
Like I keep saying, the cinema culture in Nigeria is dropping. A lot of people are finding it very expensive to watch movies when we have problems.
It is expensive.
And then driving down the...
And at number nine, we have the animated movie called Elemental, which did so bad that Disney right now, but Disney CEO Bob Iger is saying that...
That God forbid that they did again.
We're not going to do some kind... He's limiting the kind of movies, the kind of money they'll be spending on some movies that are going into cinemas or streaming platform. Yeah. At number eight, this movie pained me because we had an official invite to Lagos to come see the private screening. But we couldn't go. It's called Hotel La Bamba.
Is it Lambaba be Lambada?
La Bamba.
La Bamba, yeah.
Yes, Hotel La Bamba.
Anytime I look at my email and I see that mail that tells us that we had invites for the private screening.
Private screening, like a month before the movie dropped.
Yeah,
but
it pains us.
It's going to be any different when it comes out.
But having the opportunity to watch it privately screened with the stars.
And then talk to the actors, the directors, the director about it and all that. And then have first-hand information about it before
it's released.
Okay. At number seven, we have Haunted Mansion. Yeah. And at number six, we have Akudaya.
Number six. But...
What?
Your head jumped out.
I said number six.
You say number six.
I didn't say
guys,
six.
He jumped out.
Number six.
He jumped out. All these boys.
Elon Musk boys. At number five, we have Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. At number four,
I'm interested.
Oppenheimer actually has made over $800 million already.
No, we are saying Nigeria.
In Nigeria, Oppenheimer this week made 7 million naira. Okay. And so far, it has made over 57.1 million naira. So,
wow, nice.
Try you.
Yeah.
For a few ways Nigerians don't understand.
At number four, we have Orisha. At number three, we have Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. At number two, we have The Meg 2. And at number one, still Barbie.
So Nigerians they shout, I'm a Barbie girl
in a Barbie world.
I'm a massive. The big men they find me.
Why are you people spoiling this song?
No, that's what they sound like.
I'm
big men,
do it,
I'm attractive.
Please.
Big men they find me.
No.
No, people should not say it like that.
No, it's in a Barbie world.
You can bob my hair, contour me everywhere. This wig is classic.
What?
I love and fancy.
No.
Wow. Anyways.
You're watching the documentary version.
Guys, it's still the movie show. I hope you're having fun. You can share your opinions. And of course, send us messages on WhatsApp 080-999-30137.
And Yaro is on Instagram saying number six. Nobody said number six. I said number six.
You said number six.
Well, not just the
you know what? We should be proud of our accent.
Exactly. Yeah,
we should.
Hello.
This is one of the
things
I'm about
to
do. If Aqua the original singer,
if
the original singer. Yeah, if she see us, she go tell us more. Do the remiss.
Yes, now.
Okay. The reason why I call it back, please. Is there any similarity between this movie?
Sorry.
Say that again.
What and what?
All right. Call us back. Hello.
Hello. Good day.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is your horror movie commercial.
Okay.
Welcome. Yes. Talk to us.
Thank you very much. So now, Insidious, Red Door, is actually the best movie made.
Are you serious? Time, right? Insidious,
think,
the Red Door, is actually the best.
I think, you know, obviously, everybody knows that the sequels of most movies are absolute garbage. But
not all, not all.
But Insidious, Red Door actually impressed me, basically. Then Mother May I is also quite important.
Mother May I?
Yes. And then, of course, I was talking about Inheritance. This is obviously not the latest horror movie in town.
Okay.
That's a very good, fantastic movie to watch. But basically, for me, for this week, I'll say that Insidious Red Door is actually the movie to watch.
Okay.
The plot was fantastic. It was beautiful and basically one of the best movies I'm not so impressed with Netflix's horror movies. Many of them are Korean, not so much fans, just bashing, killing, but some of them are quite good. But for me, at this week, I think the horror movie for this week is just Red Door.
Okay.
And
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion.
And thank you very much. For those who don't know, Patrick Wilson has been in Insidious, Conjuring, and he made Insidious The Red Door as his directorial debut.
Wow.
So he directed Insidious The Red Door. So well, if you don't good. Know, that's something you know right now. Omar, what kind of name is this?
The name long. But anyways, he's greeting us and he says he's enjoying the show. And he says,
okay,
should,
Golden Pearl Diamond.
He said, our laugh the plenty. My brother and I saw with you and I saw with the laugh put. But no wahala. We've taken your... This is his contribution, saying that he needs to... He wants to hear the names
the
of the movies.
Of the movies.
But what you can do, you can also watch our videos when we post them on YouTube. And don't forget, follow us on all social media platforms at Popcorn and Reels.
Popcorn and Reels.
And you can even watch the videos even after we are done with the show.
Okay, so time for
our
movie recommendation.
So let me start because I want to give anime recommendation for horror. Now, if you're a fan of horror flicks or you like the supernatural, there's this anime called The Dark Gathering. Yeah, it's about a guy who was cursed by an evil spirit. So basically, he's attracted to, or the supernatural is attracted to him. And there is a little girl who is looking for the supernatural because her parents were kidnapped by an evil spirit. So now she's kidnapping other evil spirits to amass a lot of them to go and track the evil spirit that kidnapped her parents.
What are you saying?
It's supernatural. You need to check it out. Dark Gathering is fantastic to watch.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So, time for movie recommendation. Tell us now.
Let's start. Low budget, please. Quickly.
I've already mentioned it too, but there's this
How to Catch a Killer.
Yeah, and there's this one called Out of the Loop. It's not a movie. Don't watch it.
Out of the Loop.
Out of the Loop.
Yeah, it really took you out of the loop because you are saying don't watch it.
And then MC Bluetooth, I'm here to correct you. It's I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic.
Now I have to start again.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere.
Why?
Who did undress me?
Imagination.
And then let's move on.
Aliaro said, please make una ignore sidekick. And Daniel, can't pronounce that. And he said,
wait, Yaro said they should ignore me. Why?
Because you're a baby girl.
He said, I watch Bloodbound.
Yaro, I know, say you don't like me right now.
Okay, Bloodbound last week. That's what he said. He watched Bloodbound.
Wait, I know that name, Bloodbound.
You know, there's a Netflix movie called Bloodhound.
Yes, and this
It's Bloodhound, not Bloodbound.
Oh, Bloodhound.
It's Bloodhound. I didn't enjoy Bloodhound. It started well, but all of a sudden it just went, I don't even understand. I just could change them because I really didn't understand Bloodhound.
Patience. They told me about patience last week. Have patience in the industry.
Anyway, good evening, guys. You say his name is Henry, aka the only this name had.
Yeah? Raymani.
He said, I'm really enjoying the show and I'm a first time texter. Thank you very much.
Shake your
for you, my brother. Yeah.
Okay, so you've already stated
there's this other one you should run from.
Okay.
And it's heartbreaking because it's our guy Owen. This Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
It's called Paint.
Oh no! I've seen the trailer for Paint. It's based on a true life story of.
So then that means the true life was not interesting.
Yes. What him are the true life? Don't even go near that Paint.
Why? What was wrong with it? You need to explain why we shouldn't go near it.
Now listen to me. Do you know why you have to take my recommendations when it comes to low budget movies?
Why?
Because
you spend your time.
I don't need
to suffer on our behalf.
Thank you. Just like when you recommend, oh, this is good. I take it that from the both of you that, oh, this is great. When I'm telling you that this movie is bad, on
Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 32% rating, and it is 4.9/10. That's like general rating is like 4.9/10. So somebody will say if you approximate, that is 5/10, and that should be fair.
Go watch them.
Okay, well, anyone else?
Well, like I said, I will keep recommending animations. And the reason anime and animations. And the reason why is because there are a lot of anime lovers out there. Well, one other anime you should check out. In fact, where's my list? Because right now, One Piece is really going because Gear 5 has officially been introduced to the world.
And I was just checking that. Can I ask a question for those One Piece fans?
Okay, please.
Are you guys excited for the live action adaptation by Netflix that is coming soon?
Okay, so for me, I have a problem with live actions generally. So I always go in blind. I don't go in with expectations, because it vexes me when, let's say, I go in with expectations and they don't meet it. That's my take on this. But a lot of people are saying with the trailer, they are really enjoying the fact that, yeah, it's good, but nah.
Okay, so there's also this new, I won't call it new, it's called Fear the Night by Maggie Q.
Yeah, I think I said.
Yeah, I mean, we know her, but you can check it out. Don't
go in with expectations.
Thank you, but it's something you can just catch cruise with. Just watch, small popcorn, just enjoy.
Reminds me, another animation. You remember that Chinese animation I told you about, the Fog Hill of Five Elements?
Yes.
So the season 2 is out. Fog Hill of Five Elements is blowing my mind. So it was supposed to be out since July 26th. But we've been wondering, where is it? Next minute, they hit us with two episodes, bam, for the season 2. And the third episode just came out. And this season 2 just has 4 episodes. So by next week, they'll be done. Like, it's mad. The fight sequences are to die for.
Okay, man with no face. Let's hear you now.
So, Fear the Night, how?
I'm not saying it was great.
No, he said
don't near the movie.
He said to while away time. That's to waste time.
Hey.
Don't near the movie.
Wow.
Do you know why? The Maggie Q, I know.
No, yes, from the Zin Nikita also.
Yes.
It's just like watching nothing. What's her name? Huh? Acting King Lady. That woman, and that lady that acted George that was fighting against terrorists. The lady that acted Power now, what's her name?
I don't know her name.
Oh, Naturi, okay, yes. Naturi. Yes, the babe, the wife.
Okay, yes, the wife, Tasha.
Yeah. I see the movie she acted too.
Yeah, that one was just annoying.
You understand? No. So how is Fear the Night not annoying? She made me download, her face on the flyer made me download the movie, and that's why I'm vexing.
What?
Please don't hear it.
Okay, Yara here saying yes, very excited. I am happy that Oda
has approved. And the cast seems to... Okay, the cast messages are popping in really fast.
Yes, and the cast... Oh, you don't come go spoiler.
Okay, no, I don't.
And the cast seems dedicated into it. I can't wait for 31st August for the One Piece live action. And he went on to say, please run away from that Maggie Q Fimo. It was utterly disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he said. Kai! He added Kai. It didn't really pen him.
Okay, guys, so since we didn't get the opportunity to talk about Jagu this week, we'll talk about it next week. So please go and watch the movie so that you can have your take on it and not say, I heard what the movie guy say about it. I'm going to watch it. I heard what the movie guy say about it. I'm not going to watch it.
No. Please watch it.
Watch it. Have your own take on it. Find your own enjoyment. Find your own disappointment and just come and tell and just come and
bear your mind
as we talk about the movie. What
you didn't have listen? You seen this Ride On with Jackie Chan? Have you?
No,
which one? No, the one that was in a horseback.
Yes,
I haven't seen it. I don't know where it is.
Oh my god,
have you seen it?
Yes,
I'm looking for it.
Beautiful,
is it good?
Yeah, okay, it's good. I am saying it's good, so I know you guys will come and say what you want, but trust me, Ride On was just, it made me, you see, it's a whole package. You get to cry, you get to feel the action, you get to feel
the
life.
One about a horse.
Yes. It was, at some point I was like, at some point it was kind of with all this thing for horse, but trust me, the story is deep. Like, it's way beyond the whole thing.
So, for a movie that contains it, okay, this one was an animation. You know Spirit now?
Yes, I remember Spirit.
That one about the horse, I really enjoyed that. So that's why I really want to see that Ride On. Because I really wanted to see Ride On.
Because you get to see him trying to create a relationship with the daughter. And at the same time, being a stuntman and getting the...
We have a message from Wumi all the way from Zuba saying, I'm enjoying the program, but please kindly refer an entrepreneurship movie for me.
Entrepreneurship.
Like business. My sister, go to Oppy Waker.
No, I will recommend, what's the name of this one that this guy acted?
Blackberry.
No. What's the name of this guy now?
Yeah, Blackberry is an entrepreneur. Tetris.
Social media.
Tetris, yes.
Tetris. What's the name of this guy now that acted this movie with the bear? That was where now final Revenant. The actor of Revenant.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What's the name of that? Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's what this connection for.
Haven't you watched Wolf of Wall Street?
Mm.
You haven't watched it
since 2013.
Ah, Wolf of Wall. That is where he was supposed to collect that Oscar.
Yeah. Mm.
That is where he was supposed to collect it. Thank you, Elsami, for dropping that. Oh, also for those who still love anime and manhwa, that's the Korean versions of manga. Solo Leveling is coming very soon. Solo Leveling is coming very soon. Once there's more information, we'll drop it on the show. Be sure to listen.
I don't know how you do it. You just see that.
Yaro says Jackie Chan finally acts in the movie. I mean, a different side of him. When you see the right,
when you see
right
him on, right on.
That's what he says here. And as we see that, time is really not our friend. I just want to tell you, you can also drop your movie recommendations. But like we say, follow us on every social media platform and share your opinions. And don't forget, you can rewatch the show on our YouTube channel at Popcorn and Reels.
Okay, Golden Pears Diamond from Guarimpa sent us a picture here about a movie that has Jason Momoa in it, and it's called The Last Manhunt. It is based off a true life story. So, are you recommending this movie for us to see, or
that's his movie recommendation? So we'll take it that that's his movie recommendation.
Okay. And this message saying Ride On was just another level, total package. No name, we don't know.
Yeah. What you both? Goddy. Well,
why are you here, Goddy?
No. But if you're listening to us and you're not following us, following our YouTube page, I don't know why.
Please follow us on all social media platforms. It's been an amazing night right now hanging out with you guys. And please be prepared for us next week, Sunday, as we will be discussing some movies. You people have not seen Django Django, you've not seen Heart of Stone. Please watch those movies, because something might come out this week that we are in now, and it might overshadow those movies, and we might not get to
when
talk about
when you say something might come out, something like what?
I don't know now.
I have plenty that I need to watch. I have not seen this one, a spider something.
Hey, God.
Across the Spider-Verse
blew my mind.
Of course.
See, I don't know how to explain it, but the guy... Waiting those guys do.
Ah.
No. See, the visual representation of each verse, each universe was fantastic. And then when some certain emotions are displayed, but people hardly notice the color change. Like there's actually maybe not my TV, but
and
like,
it is said that there are various versions. There are various versions. When it was released in cinemas, right? Let's say you went to this cinema in this place, we all see different things. There are like different versions. It's not one.
Are you serious?
It is not one version.
But did it come to Nigeria like that? Because that's now only like two cinema we get for Abuja. We're suffering.
So like I said, we should go see those movies, because from next week we're having movies like Strays, movies like Blue Beetle. We have The Monkey King, an animated movie for Netflix, 10 Days of a Bad Man, and so on. So yeah, there's a lot that is coming out.
Wait, so The Monkey King is actually a Netflix movie?
Yes, they animated the real Monkey King story itself, and not the ones that a lot of people like
have remixed. So because there's a series, something of The Monkey King. I started it. It was actually interesting though.
Anyway, thank you very much, guys, for hanging out with us. My name remains Focus the Batman.
I'm the man with no name, MC Bluetooth CTFR.
And my name is The Sidekick, a.k.a. Ant-Man. Follow us on all social media platforms. Are we allowed to call our own personal handles?
It depends. If you call it, I'll call off your mic, just in case.
Okay.
Follow me on Popcorn and Reels.
It's live. Okay, guys, it's been a fantastic time, so we'll catch you guys next week.
Now that's entertainment.